4. Where the ferry crosses, the Severn estuary is wide, with big tides that come up fast over thick red mud. Boys watch the cattle night and day, for a whole herd can sink in the tidal mud and be lost. And when the spring and autumn tides meet the river's flow, a wave builds up, like the wave I once saw in Pergamum after the earthquake. On the south side, the estuary is bounded by cliffs. The north shore is marshy, but a bowshot from the tide mark there is well-drained gravel, lifting gently to open woodland of oak and sweet chestnut. We pitched camp on the rising ground in the lee of the woods. While this was being done, Arthur, with Unir and Gwilym, the kings of Gwent and Dyved, went on a tour of exploration. Then, after supper, he sat in his tent to receive the headmen from the settlements nearby. Numbers of the local folk crowded to see the new young king, even the fisher folk who have no homes but the cliff caves and their frail-skinned coracles. He spoke with them all, accepting homage and complaint alike. After an hour or two of it, I asked leave with a look, got it, and went out into the air. It was a long time since I had smelled the hills of my own country, and besides, there was a place nearby that I had long wanted to visit. This was the once famous shrine of Nodens, who is Niatha of the Silver Hand, known in my country as Hlid, or Bilis, king of the Otherworld, whose gates are the Hollow Hills. He it was who had guarded the sword after I had raised it from its long grave below the floor of Mithras' temple at Saguntum. I had left it in his keeping in the lake cave that was known to be sacred to him, before carrying it finally up to the Green Chapel. To Hlid, also, I had a debt to pay. His shrine by the Severn was far older than Mithras' temple, or the chapel in the forest. Its origins had long been lost, even in song or story. It had been a hill fortress first, with maybe a stone or a spring dedicated to the god who cared for the spirits of dead men. Then iron was found, and all through Roman times the place was mined, and mined richly. It may have been the Romans who first called the place the Hill of the Dwarfs.